the right. They're more afraid of the right than they are the left. And it seems to me that that translates into something horrendous, because a centrist today in the United States, in Europe, would be on the far right. They wouldn't be called centrist. They'd be called the far right. I mean, Biden, what does he do? I mean, beyond this infrastructure bill, I mean, does he talk about free education? Does he talk about universal health care? Does he talk about redistributing wealth? He doesn't talk about any of these things. I mean, and he's going to be defeated in 2024. No question in my mind. He'll be defeated. The Democrats are too weak. They're not justified. And they have people in the party who basically are Republicans, who are Republicans in drag.
Henry, as we speak, there are, I don't know how many trucks, basically over the last couple of weeks, brought government more or less to a standstill in Canada. And now they're lined up in my old hometown, Detroit, at the Ambassador Bridge, stopping traffic now from going over there. They're talking about coming down to the Super Bowl, having a whole cross-country parade of trucks. So far, nobody's figured out how to stop them or what to do about it. How should we read this? How should we see this?
I think this is a counter-revolutionary movement that's taken the notion of freedom right out of the neoliberal handbook and so abused it that basically it's now attracted it's attracted white supremacists, neo-Nazis, you know, people who basically have no concern for the common good, anti-vaxxers, a lot of conspiracy theorist types. I think it needs to be named for what it is. They have a great social messaging system. They have the instruments to basically wage a massive strike, and they're doing it in the name of the abuse of freedom. I mean, this is a full-fledged, unadulterated attack on the common good. That's what it is. This isn't about freedom. This is about the death of democracy. And I think that what we see here is an inability of the mainstream and liberal press to really unpack this for what it is. This is not just about, you know, doing away with mass vaccinations. This is not just about repudiating public health officials. This is an attack on on government responsibility. This is an attack on social justice, and this is an attack on the public good. That's what it is, and it's got to be named that way. I'm not sure how this is going to be resolved without engaging in massive violence occurring. But I'll tell you, it's far more frightening than the insurrection of January 6th, in my mind.
I agree.
It's far more frightening. It really is. It's a playbook now for the right. And they're going to engage this in every way they can to basically shut down this democracy, whatever's left of it. So I would say these are very dangerous times, and the convoy is symptomatic of that.
Thank you, Henry, for that. Sadly, I agree with you.
We've come to the end of our allotted time, Henry. I wanted to ask you if you could tell our audience how people can follow your work. It's Henry Giroux, G-I-R-O-U-X. Henry, how can people follow your work?
I have a website where I put all my work, and it's www.henryagiroux.com.
We hope you'll come back. We truly appreciated what you've had to teach us today. Thank you, Henry Giroux. You take it easy.
It's my pleasure, and thank you for the great questions.
Thank you, Henry. Thank you.
If you have any comments or questions about this segment or any others, please visit us at lawanddisorder.org.